News and brief at Press TV, Washington has once again called for Syria's democratically elected President Bashar al-Assad to step down while praising the foreign-backed militants fighting Damascus. Meanwhile, UN Chief Ban Ki-moon has called for united international efforts to forge an inclusive Syrian-led political transition based on the Geneva communique aligned to create fear. ISIL has accepted a pledge of allegiance to the terrorist group made by Nigeria-based Boko Haram Tagfiri terrorists. That's according to an audio tape reportedly from an ISIL spokesman. On Saturday, an audio tape attributed to the Boko Haram leader announced the group's allegiance to ISIL Tagfiri terrorists. Turkish police have attacked protesters who were marking the death anniversary of Burkan Elvan, who was hit with a tear gas canister during 2013 crackdown of Gezi Park protests. Dozens of demonstrators were arrested in the city a day after clashes erupted in Istanbul, Ankara, and other Turkish cities. The German foreign minister has warned that providing Ukraine with lethal military aid will lead to a dangerous permanent escalation of the crisis there. Top U.S. military officials have already expressed support for delivering weapons to Ukraine. The White House, however, said it would stick to non-lethal aid to Kiev. The UK Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee has revealed that spy agencies are reading thousands of private communications every day. The committee says the mass cyber espionage doesn't violate existing laws and claimed the surveillance wasn't indiscriminate. But it said laws governing interception of communications need total overhaul. And over 240,000 people have backed a petition that calls for the prosecution of the 47 U.S. senators who wrote a letter to Iran regarding a possible nuclear deal with Tehran. The signatories demand criminal charges against the senators. The White House is reportedly required to respond to the petition.